Yo, it's time to take a brief pause for the calls. This week's episode is brought to you and sponsored by Anchor, one of the leading flagship applications in podcasting. We submit weekly content on Wednesdays and Sundays. Like, share, favorite us on the Anchor app. Now let's get back to the show.
What? No new friends?
No new friends.
No new friends. No new friends. No, no, new. It is your boy Wayne Hiss.
Vanessa Hurst.
We are back with another episode.
And another one.
And another one. God, did. Nah, man, we are back with another episode of His and Hers podcast. Catch up on all the latest episodes and content. If you guys have yet to do so, go check out that Love is in the Air. Go check out that We Are Back. Those are still doing numbers. Like, rate, share, subscribe. Find us on Apple, Anchor, and Spotify. You heard?
New intro song, same us. We appreciate the love. We always have to start there. We've been hitting a few milestones.
Yeah.
We feel like we're freshly back.
Mm-hmm.
Rookies in the game.
Yes.
But the love is still there, so we really do appreciate you guys.
For sure, man. I just love being able to lend my voice as a voice of reason. It's so fulfilling. It's very humbling, just knowing that I can reach, you know, different people from all different walks of life. And you know, when I plug the podcast, whether I'm at work or just amongst, you know, different people in different settings, it's an amazing feeling when they're just like, "What? Like, you have a podcast? Oh man! Like, you and your girl have great synergy, and you guys have great chemistry. It's such a nice thing just to hear, you know?"
Definitely. We love the fact that we can be ourselves. I know that we mentioned in the previous episode,
mm-hmm,
how we're here to not only spread positive vibes and our knowledge, you know?
You're.
But we also just love coming on here and being ourselves. We want you to feel like we're chilling in the couch, having a drink, which we are, and make you feel like you're just catching up with us, which is the whole purpose of our podcast.
Absolutely. As we often say, this platform, as much as it's Vanessa's and myself, it's you guys' platform as well. So, you know, our casa is su casa. So come on and listen to the pata.
So we did have a little questionnaire, mm-hmm, on our IG.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people, more than just one, actually suggested that we do a podcast on fake friends.
Fake friends?
Yeah.
Mm.
Kind of don't like this subject, honestly. I feel like how it makes you question how honest are your friends, you know? Like,
yeah,
a lot of fakeness out there. But when this was brought up, like I said, it was 2-3 people that mentioned this. And, let's do it. Why not?
I mean, the first question that comes to mind for me is
so much, right?
If you feel like you have fake friends within your inner circle, do you really have friends? Hypothetical question.
You hear the silence.
It's like, you know, people often say, right, like, you know, hang around people who are like-minded. Hang around people who are of like caliber, who's on a parallel wavelength, right? And it's like, yet that's not conventional, like, amongst people's friend groups.
Mm-hmm.
People have all types of people that they know and that they may not particularly consider a friend, but they're either an acquaintance or they know them in some form or fashion, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
and I just feel like people hang around fake people all the time.
Of course.
For various reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially now.
Yeah.
You just want to post, right, that these are your people. Lifers.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag sisters, you know?
Yeah.
Or hashtag real ones. And it's like, but, like, are they?
What do you think people get out of that, though?
I don't know exactly what they get out of. A lot of times I feel like we're just going with the flow, you know? I've been there, done that, and shit. I mean, at this point, kind of made me question was I the fake one or them? Because, you know, sometimes you're out of a circle and it's like, they're still hanging out, they're still chilling, but you know a lot of shit that's fake.
Yeah, and for me, I'm just like, when I catch wind of that, right, I'm almost taken aback, almost to the extent of, like, you can sort of see why. Let me speak for myself. I can sort of see. I'm a supreme judge of character, I feel like, and I can almost identify, like, when somebody's, like, disingenuous, like, when their actions reflect that of something satire, and I'm just like, I can't get with that. You know what I mean? And for whatever reason, I'm able to sift through that and sort of assess and formulate an opinion after said interaction with this person.
I remember you actually mentioning this to me after you overheard a conversation of people I used to hang out with. And do you recall that? I mean, I can't say the story here, but I remember exactly. We discussed this before, right? And you had told me, like, it's crazy how your friends, or back then, feel so open to discuss things behind other people's back. Like, do you think if the other person knew what was being discussed or said, would be okay with it?
Right.
And I'm like, well, yeah. And you were like, but it's kind of like talking shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember we said that, and the next day we were seeing your friends. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? We were going to brunch with your friends.
Yeah.
And without us even mentioning that, your best friend said, oh, there was this time, I don't even know how this story came about, which is crazy. Literally the night before, we had this discussion about a friend should step up and say, like, hey, yo, stop talking shit, you know? Or, like, dude, that address that with that person.
Right.
Like, don't come and discuss it over here.
Yeah.
Whatever. Me and you discussed it at night. The next day, we see your friend, and he was telling me about this one time that this guy, you guys are in high school, and he had mentioned not wanting to bring you around, right? Do you recall? Like, I don't want to say names or scenarios.
Yeah, it was I know what you're talking about. It was out of high school, though, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was, like, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he said, and I literally told that guy, like, look, if you have something to say about Wayne, I'm not trying to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, why? Don't you think that's what a friend should do? He was like, that's my best friend. And he's telling me, like, well, you can hang out with me, but don't bring him. For whatever reason, he's like, and it was a stupid reason for him not wanting him around. Like,
yeah.
Do you think that's okay? And I'm like, no. And he said, yeah, well, like, I wasn't going to deal with that. That's a fake friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. And it honestly, to be quite honest, and I know that we had this discussion after where I told you, like, fuck, that kind of made me feel at that point like I was being the fake friend or the bad friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was allowing others to talk. You know, like, and give their opinion that was very strong, and things you had to hear that you shouldn't have heard in the first place. You know, like, I wouldn't have told you. This was, like, literally over conversations. But it's like, damn, are we doing our part as a friend in the first place?
At times, I don't believe most friend groups are, but, and I just feel as though when you look at people, when you assess your friend group, I feel like you have to ask yourself a couple things, right? I feel like if your friend group is not necessarily challenging who you are as an individual, if it's constant negativity, if there's no progressive talk about, you know, checking in, if there's children involved, if you or your friends have kids, how are your kids doing, if you're not showing up for each other at your kids' parties, if you guys are not showing up to support one another in business endeavors or friend endeavors, whether it's birthday parties, you know, anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be like girls' nights, galentine, whatever, you know? Any type of social outings amongst the groups, and there's, like, you know, a lack of effort on some of the parties involved, then I feel like that's where you have to start having to check friend cards and friendship cards at the door. Mm-hmm. Because there's inconsistencies there, and it doesn't necessarily reflect a person's actions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people say, like, oh, that's my dog, but really? Are you getting out of your bed in the middle of the night if something were to occur?
Yeah.
Like, we can start asking some real questions here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, you know, and friendship isn't necessarily contingent upon what someone can do for you.
Yeah.
And I think people get that misconstrued as well.
Oh, yeah. They keep friends around to see what they bring or what they're good for.
Yeah. You ever notice how, like, when you tell somebody no, like, that's... Yeah, like, you could have done a million things. Mm-hmm. You could have gave them a million yeses, but the moment you say no, now you're the worst thing since, like, you know, sliced moldy bread.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I just don't feel like that's a way to be somebody's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friendship shouldn't be contingent upon what I can do for you or what you benefit from, what you stand to benefit from it.
But, of course, I have to bring this up, and I feel like we're always reflecting or going back to this, right? But with social media, that's so common. Like, you want to kick it with the pretty girl. You want to kick it with the girl that has friends. You want to kick it with the friend that has a million friends. You know, the girl that's going to invite you. And, hey, I was that girl. You know, I was down to go out every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was down to go to a tailgate every fucking Sunday. I was down to do brunch every Saturday or Sunday that we weren't at the tailgate. You know, like, I was that friend, always down to go to trips, always down to go out. Always down to everything. I was all over the place, you know? Right. But the minute that you don't do those things, where are you at? You know, like, your friends start disappearing.
And that, and for me, honestly, that's why I have to question the friendship. Because there's a time for a reason. Or there's a friend for a reason, there's a friend for a season, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you have a lot of people that you may deem acquaintances in real time. But they might not necessarily be your friends, per se. You know? Because when real life situations occur and real life shit happens, who's coming to your aid? Who's really stepping up? Who's checking in? Who's making a phone call? Who's coming to visit you when you're out somewhere if you need something? Like, I believe you referenced a story to me, like, when, you know, you needed to change a tire and one of your friends changed your tire.
In his white shirt.
You know what I mean?
And we were dressed up.
Yeah, so it's like to me... Like, when that's real friendship, when you don't have to question whether or not somebody will or won't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true friendship in its most authentic form.
Yeah, definitely. I had mentioned to the person that actually reached out to us and felt very strongly about us recording this episode, and I remember mentioning how I feel like friendships come. Like you said earlier, like season, right?
Right.
I feel like there's friendships for every stage of life.
Okay.
I get it that you're going to have your lifetime friends. You're going to have your friends. And I do that are your day one people you grew up with since elementary, middle school, your lifetime friends. And that's you grow and go through shit.
Right.
And we'll be there by your side.
Right.
The people that have those and are honest and are loyal and are straightforward, you have no idea how lucky you are.
Yeah.
Because friendships like that really don't happen.
That's a fact.
And I'm saying this because I've experienced, oh, that's my best friend. Oh, that's my best friend. Oh, that's my roll dog. But it's not like that. You know, the friendship isn't honest. That person can't be straightforward. The other person can't discuss XYZ issues they have with that person, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember... Well, because I know that I've mentioned in previous episodes, but a lot of people may not know, my best friend passed away. And our friendship was raw, you know? And a lot of people were like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I prefer that a million times over this fake internet shit or like it's a title. Because that's all it is. You know? Like, can you really call your best friend and vent?
Yeah.
And not be judged?
Yeah.
It's not many.
Yeah, I feel like social media has given people this false sense of what friendship is. You know, to me, friendship is not posting a million pictures, tagging me in all of them, and just saying, oh my God, like, you know, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
But you don't do shit for me.
You know, making this grand public display. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost ridiculous when you really think about like some of the stuff that people are doing and the lengths that they're going through just to kind of get somebody's, just to gain someone's favor or friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, You know what I'm saying? Really, that should be something that, that manifests itself organically when you're attempting to befriend somebody or get to know somebody, mm-hmm. right? I just feel like that's forced when you have to go through a you know, a myriad of different things just to kind of like win someone over. Mm-hmm. It just, it doesn't make sense to me, in my opinion. You know, it doesn't make sense to do that. Like, I feel like every relationship that's cultivated in terms of, you know, with the hope of it being more into friendship, mm-hmm. I feel like that should be organic.
Definitely.
Like, you know, if you guys have common interests, if you guys have kids, if the friendship formulates from work, you know, it could be in a public setting, you could be in a grocery store. However it manifests or however it occurs, I feel it should happen organic. But a lot of people, man, you'd be amazed. Like me, I tend to side on that. I tend to side on that aura or a friendship because I just feel like that's the most purest form of getting to know somebody when you meet them. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I'm a social person. So, like, I you
no
know.
No way.
Yeah, way. and I also, you know, professionally, I work in sales. So, it's in my best interest to preserve relationships. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people that I conduct business with end up becoming, you know, maybe not my personal friends, but definitely my business friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we have a relationship. We've now cultivated. You're a repeat client. You come back. I provide the service. Wham, bam, thank you, bam. We're good to go. Moving
forward.
And
that's very natural, right?
Absolutely. And these are things that, you know, I'm just asking questions. It starts off, hey, you need this. This, it's about business. Then we shift business. We talk about sports. Sports to kids.
It's
kids
always
to relationships.
Sports.
You know? So, oh yeah, for me, it's always going to be sports, mm-hmm. you know? but I kind of wanted to ask, outside of social media, what are some of the biggest detriments that you think is causing friendships to not last as they once did?
Unfortunately, I feel like our priorities are all fucked up, straight up.
Okay.
Not in a horrible way, mm-hmm. but for example, I'm going to put myself out there because I'm very busy at work, so I cannot be like on my phone. I cannot be on social media. Sometimes I am. Sometimes get distracted, which is the worst, right? Like, I should be working. I have a goal to hit, or I have accounts that I have to work, or customers that I have to reach out to, whatever reason, right?
Right.
So, honestly, from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., I really shouldn't be on my phone, you know? But I do have an hour going and coming from work.
Yeah.
Within that hour, I talk to three people. Mm. The same person every morning at 5 a.m. on my way to work, which is my mom.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, at times, I listen to the podcast. I try to get, you know, see what we're messing up and what we need and what we need to work on. Right. I try to get ready for the next episode. I'm listening to other podcasts as well. And, or there's two friends that I catch up with.
Okay.
Talk to, like, over the phone.
Yeah.
These three people are literally, and well, besides you, but you don't count in this episode, because you know, like, it's different. You do count, but it's different. And literally, these are the only three people I talk to on my phone. Mm. Like, I could check my history, and you know, those two other two people,
right?
My friends, and literally, they're the only ones that I talk to on the actual phone, which is insane to me.
Right. Based upon all the interactions you've had.
Yeah, I have a lot of interactions to keep in mind. Like, my close circle, we stay texting and we stay memeing away.
Right.
By the way, tagging on memes has become the new phase of friendship, I guess. You know, that's how we all communicate. We don't even ask each other how we're doing. We don't even ask each other what's going on. Like, right. A lot of people have shit going on.
Yeah.
And not one person will know about you. You're posting funny shit and everyone thinks you're okay.
Which
is crazy, too. Yeah. It's crazy as well.
Which sort of brings me to my next question, then, is how would you classify the definition of friendship in your terms?
So now I had mentioned to the person that actually reached out about this episode, and I told her, I think I've learned to be okay because I've lost a lot of friends. And like I said, I don't know if it's them. I don't know if it's me. I don't deal with bullshit. right. and I'm going to keep it moving. I don't feel like you need anyone to survive, but your day ones and A1s, and they'll be there, you know? Right. So I feel like we go through phases of friendship and stages as well. Mm-hmm. Like, my friends in my 20s were awesome. We got fucked up. We partied. We were crazy. We were down with the same ideas. We were all broke. You know, like, we did dumb shit together, and I was fine with it. I'm hell no not okay with that now.
Not today.
Hell no. I'm not going to spend 6 to 7 to 8 hours at a bar on a Saturday, on a Sunday, watching football all day. But that was my life in my 20s, and that was fine.
Right.
You know, now I cannot.
Yeah, I mean,
no. I don't want to be hungover on Monday. I have a child, and yeah. I have to meal prep. And I have to probably wash. And I probably have to go to the laundry.
Right.
And I probably have to, you know, like, I have a million things that I have to do. Not only that, I have to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. And I also, like, it's a lot of things going on. Right. You know, now life, that doesn't allow me to do that.
Right.
Do I look down on those people that still do that at my age and have everything else that I just mentioned? No, I don't. Mm. You decide to live your life that way. That's cool.
Do you think that there are individuals who tend to maybe lose friendships because of their lifestyle changing and altering, or growth,
if you will? I feel a lot of times, like, even with myself, people might see that as, damn, who the fuck is she? Or, like, you know, like, that comes with the, she's fake. And it's like, no, it's growth. Like, you don't stay the same.
That's a pet peeve of
mine. Hopefully not, you right. know?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not the Vanessa 25-year-old at yeah. all. I'm definitely not even the Vanessa at 31.
Yeah.
Like, I'm far from that.
That's the truth. And it's funny that you say that, right? And at times, friendship could be a fickle thing. Aside from just the idea of fake friends, mm-hmm. just friendship can be a fickle thing. So, say, for example, you referenced growth, right? I feel like it's interesting because you work so hard, right? To improve your quality of life, to enhance your Q rating as a person, as an individual, to put yourself in position to maximize this life and everything that it has to offer you, right? But then, conversely enough, what tends to happen? People, a lot of times people change. Mm-hmm. People start to treat you different because of your success. And a lot of times, it's not the individual that changes. It's the people around them. Mm-hmm. So, but it's like, so you had no problem with me being who I was previously.
Mm-hmm. A loser.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
But that.
You were okay with that.
The pet peeve that I have with that, and the argument that I hate, right, is that when people say, like, oh, you changed. Well, yeah, I changed. I worked my ass off so that I can put myself in position to evolve.
I don't want to be that old person anymore.
So, like, yeah, I changed. Like, so you're treating me differently because I'm growing and maybe you're not. Or maybe maybe you are or what. But I really believe at times people around you begin to treat you different because they see you as different.
Damn, and that's so crazy.
And you can lose friends like that.
Yeah.
Because you're no longer going out to the parties, hanging at the bars, you know, partying through the wee hours of the night. Mm-hmm. They can't call you on a whim, you know, and you can just do some shit at an instant.
Yeah, like, or show up to your house.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just on some random shit.
So it's crazy because another listener had also reached out once I posted the request of fake friends, right? Mm-hmm. And she was telling me, like, damn, it is so crazy. I don't even know what's worse. Well, she said it's the same thing. But a fake friend or envious friend?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what's the purpose of you saying that? Isn't right. it the same thing? And she said, well, she has an online, like, boutique store. Mm-hmm. So she was telling me how at first one of her really close friends, she said from elementary, mm-hmm. was like, oh, my God, like, you can do this. And cheering her on and telling her, like, all the positive shit that was going to be about this business idea, right?
Right.
As soon as she starts launching her line and she became a little successful and she's having, you know, like, she's pulling through.
Right.
Which, salute to her, you
for
know.
Sure. Salute.
Support your small businesses, regardless if it's a podcast like us or a small boutique. And she was telling me, like, how do you guys deal with that? You know, like, with the envy of your friends. And I'm like, it made me sit back and think. And she was telling me, like, with her story, like, her friend doesn't even talk to her at this point. Because it was like, oh, you're becoming successful. Oh, you're thinking you're all that because of you. And she was like, I'm so busy, Vanessa, trying to build this business. It's not that.
Right.
I'm not. It's nothing to do with that.
Right.
And she kind of was asking me, how do we deal with that with the podcast? Made me sit back and think. And I'm like, I haven't felt that in reference to the podcast. I mean, little comments will be made here and there, like, but I take it as a joke. And, like, where one of my friends would joke, and he's like, oh, you haven't met, like, my friend, she's a vlogger. And I'm like, I'm not a vlogger, motherfucker. Like, I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
Which is different, you know? But, or little jokes like that, I don't take them personal. I don't take them in a negative way, you know? But I feel like when you have those friends that are low-key hating on you,
yeah,
it's going to come out eventually.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to her.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was supposedly your friend rooting for you, your friend supposedly having your back. Has this friend even bought anything from you? Has this friend ever supported your business, posted your business, shared your business, told people about your business, you know?
Right.
That goes a long way.
It does.
That's what shows your support, too.
Absolutely. And it's only so long that you can mask that if you're on the opposite end of that spectrum. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're the one that's, like, silently not rooting for your friends to, like, succeed in business and, you know, get that job or get that promotion, get that raise or get that new car, new house or whatever, that's kind of, that's what brings me to my next point. Like, one of the characteristics of a fake friend is if you can't root on, I think I touched on this in one of our previous episodes recently, is if you can't root and be happy for your friends, even when it doesn't necessarily happen for you.
That has nothing to do with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, there are certain people who can't. Like, they can't allow themselves to be happy for those outside of their own happiness because it's not occurring for them. Mm. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's a dangerous thing. That's a dangerous mentality to have. And that's a dangerous place to be in your mind with your mentality because, you know, it's counterproductive to what you're looking to accomplish.
Yeah. I feel like in that case, There's so much room for everyone to be successful, right? If you put in the work. For example, my close friends just started a podcast. And I was so excited for them. They came up to me, we were at dinner, and they were like, hey, we're actually thinking of starting a podcast. And I'm like, what? I was so excited for them. Not once was I like, why? I have a podcast.
Yeah.
This is my, you know, like, right. This is my lane that you're on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was so excited for them, and it's completely different. Mm-hmm. They're not taking anything from me.
Yeah.
At all. I'm still the cheerleader in their corner, like, let's get this, you know?
Yeah.
And even up to today, I'm just so excited for them. I don't know where this is going to go for them. I'm rooting for them all the way. And hopefully, you know, we make it.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's the end goal.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, you definitely want to make sure that, you know, you don't want to... See, I hate that too. That's another telltale sign of a fake friend. Like, when somebody's been grinding at something, you know, they finally break through. They get, like, this epiphany, and then the light bulb turns on, and they find something that sticks, and it works for them, right? And then the person who abandoned ship because shit wasn't working out in the beginning stages, you know, right when, you know, now when the person's getting ready to capitalize on said opportunity, now you want to come and act as if you've been there the entire time when you jump ship.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have it both ways.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wasn't grinding with me when I was, you know, when I was in the beginning stages of my podcast, my job, my, you know what I mean? I don't want you, you know, coming to try to, you know, reap the benefits and the fruits of my labor. When I capitalize, when it's time to, you know, cash in. No, we're not doing that. we're not doing that. You know, stay your little monkey fake ass over there on that side. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I just think we're in that sort of climate where it's instant gratification and people tend to misconstrue likes on Instagram, likes on Facebook, likes on Twitter, likes on Snapchat for actually being liked in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get that misguided. That's satire. Mm-hmm. That's nothing but a figment of your imagination, because none of it is real. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? People sometimes misconstrue it for being real, but it's not real. Mm-mm. You know, and those are the types of individuals that you probably want to, you know, steer clear of, because they're going to give you a missense of what friendship could be or what friendship looks like. And nah, it's going to be like that scene in The Lion King. Like, you know, oh yeah. And then, you know, they're going to lead you to the fucking wild hyena pack. You know what I mean?
Look, at the end of the day, that fake friendship, it's going to show. It's not going to take long for the real them to show up, or it's not going to take long for the, like we said in pre, like with the envious or like with the hating to come out.
Right, right.
You know, which is fucking crazy. Like I said, I feel like there's so much for everyone to go around. Mm-hmm. Find your passion, find your group, and go, you know?
Yeah.
With the support of your friends, honestly. Even I was talking to my podcaster friends, because I was like, oh my God, like they just released their first episode. And I'm like, it's so exciting, right? Yeah. I'm like, it's an adrenaline rush, and you don't give a shit how many listens you have. And one of them had mentioned, like, we only had like 6 listens, and I was so excited. And yeah. I'm like, it does not matter.
No.
At first, like, you're coming out of your shell. I'm like, and the next episode, and that was within the first day or so, you know?
Yeah.
Within 2-3 days, you're going to see more listens. And within 2-3 months, you're going to see more listens. And within the year, you're going to be like, shit.
Yeah.
Look at how far we've came. You know? Like, look at all the episodes we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the experience that we've had.
Yeah.
Look at all the feedback that we've had. Like, look at how we can just express ourselves without holding back. And like I said, I know not everyone will agree. Not everyone will. But a lot of people can actually relate to us. Which is amazing.
And I feel like if people are listening to a podcast so that they can agree with the host, you're already listening to the podcast for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't want people to, like, let me be clear. I don't want people to just listen to me and listen to us for 40 minutes to an hour just to agree with me. My hope is that you take something from each one of our episodes and you actually apply it to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or it helps you in some way or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my end goal, you know, is to be a platform, a safe space where we're actually impacting people's lives.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I hope to be a real friend via my platform to all our people who actually take the time out to listen to us, you know, because that's the real win at the end of the day. Something that I wanted to, as we gear the conversation back towards fake friends, something I kind of wanted to ask you, though. So in comparison to fake friendship, genuine friendship, where would you say we are as a society today, on both ends of the spectrum with regards to fake and real friends? Would you teeter one way? Would you teeter the other way? Or would you say it's somewhere in the middle?
Unfortunately, like I said, because of the times that we live in, I feel, and maybe like I could be wrong, you know, I'm not right. It's just my podcast. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we're so surrounded by fake that people are okay with that. Does that make sense?
That we're kind of out of touch with real?
Yeah, like, and I mean that in every single way possible. Like, with couples, like, with mm-hmm. friendships, like, with us dealing with shit that we should not deal with at work. Like, a lot of fakeness just for the gram, just to fake ourselves, not to put in the work, I feel like, a lot of times. Because keep in mind, even with friendships, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to be willing to reach out. You have to be willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to make time. Like, when I hang out with my friends, I'm taking time from other shit.
Right.
I might skip gym day. And, you know, a bitch is trying to be fit, like, by the summer. Hopefully. I don't know.
Gemini season.
Yes. It's among us. Well, soon. And, or if I have plans with you. Like, right. The times you told me, like, we did have plans, babe, but, you know, I know you need your girl time. Go with the girls.
Yeah.
There's been multiple times that you're like, you want to go with the girls? Just go with them. It's fine.
Yeah.
There's times when I have things, like, I want to spend time with my son, but it's like, I need this girl time too. And it's like, just go with your girls.
Yeah.
Or go with your gay. Or whatever, because I have different circle of friends. Or you'll tell me, like, oh, you really want to hang out with your guy friends. Like, okay, let's do that, you know? Yeah. That's fine. So I feel it's a lot of us putting in the time and putting in the work as well, which a lot of people aren't willing to do.
True. Very true. And I think that's the disconnect. People aren't willing to put in the work to be an actual real friend. They'd rather hide behind social media standard and social media's constructs to say, oh, if I like or if I tag my friend, they're going to think I'm a real friend. Mm-hmm. But it's like, nah, like I don't want that to be the basis or the foundation of our friendship. Like, if you're constantly tagging me on social media, but you're not checking up on me in real life, what are we doing?
Oh my God, I have a million friends like that. Keep in mind, look, I agree with you. I don't see it like the worst thing.
You don't have to see it as the worst thing. But
does that make sense? Like, yeah. I get it, but I mean, I haven't checked up on people. I just stopped checking up on people, but too.
I guess what I'm saying is if it's so easy for you to pick up the phone and message me or DM me or like a picture of mine or tag me in something or a post or a memory, it should be that easy for you to send me a text or pick up the phone and call me. That's the way I see it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because people are liking, I mean, you could post like 5 things and those same faction or group of people are going to like every last picture,
Last video. Some people won't even like nothing.
I'm talking about the people that mess with you on social media.
No, yeah.
Like, you can identify who really messes with you on social media.
Social media besties.
Yeah, and then you got the fake ones who are just let's get into that, too.
Social media besties, too?
The social media besties, and then let's get into the fake people that follow you just for status quo. To keep tabs on you.
Oh, like people that don't talk to me and they'll follow you?
People that don't talk to you in real life. Yeah, them too. Yeah.
Like,
come on, bro. Like, what we doing?
It's so weird. Anyway.
Like, how you gonna follow somebody just to keep tabs on them, but you don't really, like, fuck with them in real life? It's people that really do that.
It's so weird to me.
And I'm just like, how old are we? Like, what? Is this high school? Like what? Like, because I didn't put you in my MySpace top 8, you're not my friend in real life? Like, the fuck is this?
Imagine how hurt people would be
oh my God,
with MySpace.
Bro, like, are you serious?
Top 6, top 8.
I used to have to put people, like, remember Photo
top
Bucket?
Top 12, yeah.
I used to have to put people on my photo bucket of my wall because I didn't have space in my top 8, like, you know?
To show that they're special?
Yeah, like, hey, look, you're not you're in my there. Top 8, but you're there, you're on my wall.
Almost made it.
You just made the cut.
So another person had reached out as well, mm-hmm. and I feel like this happens a lot, but they were saying, what about those one-sided friends? They were like, I don't think that's even discussed, and I don't even think people see an issue with that, because there's always, and she went off, you know?
Those people are tough, mainly because they tend to lean towards their own understanding often. They don't see, like, what they're doing is a problem. They don't see what they're doing is wrong. You can never tell them nothing.
I think what she meant was those one-sided friends that are always, like, the ones reaching out, the ones being good friends, the ones, they're always with the listening ear, the ones calling. I felt like that was what she was talking about.
Well, I guess I was referring more to the people, like...
But we can talk about both.
Yeah, I guess I was referring to the flip side of that. Like, the people that she's highlighting is talking to the people that I'm describing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like... Yeah, but
there's
no.
Two kind of friends.
Yeah, those people those people are amazing. Like, the one-sided people, like, man, they're constantly reaching out. I'm pretty sure they're met with, like, minimal interaction. You know, there's gaps in communication. You know what I mean? Like, you may have called this person one day. They may don't get back for, like, 3 or 4 days. You probably text them. They text you back mad randomly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing I can't stand, too. Like, when you text somebody and then they text you back, like, hours later or, like, the next day, and you're just like, what? Like, you forgot about the conversation. Like, you know, I forgot what we were even talking about. Those are tall tale signs of, you know, fake friends. But yes, the one-sided people, what I will say to your friend and to people like her is to not allow that to deter you from being a good friend. Because that can easily sometimes sway people.
Like it's tiring.
Yeah, like, it's draining. It does get draining when you're the one constantly reaching out. You're checking on people, asking them if they have anything going on, any events, any kids' birthday parties, if they want to hang out, if they have any leisure time, come to the house. We're going to be on the grill. Like, what do you got going on? Oh, I got tickets to this place. You got, you know, like, if you're the only one that's constantly doing that, it is draining. But I think that it's important, if you value the friendship, and this is only if you value the friendship, that you not allow that to deter you being a friend. Now, ultimately, something's going to happen because you're not going to continue down that path of you constantly attempting and trying and them not reciprocating that energy. You know, human emotions are still going to take it. We're only humans at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So we can only do but so much.
Yeah. And deal with so much, too.
Yes. And that shit's going to be, it's going to end quick.
So I am petty. I'm super petty. No way. Give me a second. For those that don't know me, I'm a little petty.
Okay.
So when I ended up pregnant with Lorenzo, I kind of made, not a pact, but kind of, I had a conversation for myself to myself, you know? I had a Kanye conversation, and I had to be real with myself. I do that a lot, by the way. And I decided to take a step back with being the friend that reaches out.
Okay.
So when she brought that up, I'm like, wow, like, well, yeah, I've known that, you know? I would be the person to, on holidays, like, so grateful for you, you know, yeah. whatever. Merry Christmas for every single holiday. Like, I was the person reaching out, pictures or memories would come up and I'm sending the memory, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to honestly just stop.
Wow. Really?
And it's no grudge. It's no hate. It's honestly no harsh feelings. But I stopped, you know, just because I feel like we focus on that a lot, and yes, friendships are important, but there are other things that are more important, like my child. And not only that, it showed me a lot who was there, who was fucking with me, you know?
Right.
And I did lose a lot of contacts, or like that special bond, quote unquote, that I had with people, or that, but I guess the place of friendship that I felt like I had.
Yeah. It's crazy how, like, those moments are the ones that tend to shape us, right?
Yeah.
Like, you, man, it's fascinating because you can have that exact same scenario occur 100 times over and, like, you won't feel any different because of the way that that situation made you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, and at times I feel as though, with regard to friendships, man, we lose touch, not only with, like, with regard to communication, but we just lose touch with reality at times because we have so many different things that occupy and demand our attention that we tend to, that allows us to, like, lose focus on friendships as well.
Yeah,
because definitely. Because you're working so much, you're in a relationship, and you're dealing with your own stuff that we tend to, like, you know, a lot of friendships tend to fall by the wayside, too, because of that. And I think the onus should be on the individuals. Like, I'm going to take it and put it on us. Like, I reference us being human beings, but we are also prone to human error.
Yeah.
You know?
But and, will you try to fix it?
Right. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so from those errors, I can live with some error and I can live with some mistakes, but, you know, what's the remedy?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to rectify the situation? Are we just going to stay there? Are we going to stay not communicating? Are we going to stay being fake? We're going to stay hitting each other up on social media sporadically. Like, what is the alternative? You know, what's the solution? Because a lot of this shit is just really people not communicating, in all honesty. You know? People don't want to have unhealthy conversations that they know that they should have.
Yeah, most of.
You know what I'm saying? People don't. These are things that people are, for whatever reason, not willing to have, and also they want to shy away from it because they'd rather just either not deal with it or just, I'm over it. Like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to talk about it. People know that they need to get behind closed doors and have some real conversation. People can't do that. People run from that.
Oh, definitely.
And for me, I'm not saying this is everybody, but I'm only speaking for myself, to myself. Okay. I believe that if people are not willing to do the work, if people are not willing to have the unhealthy conversation that may have reared its ugly head with regards to y'all's friendship, I'm of the opinion that they was never friends, your friends in the beginning.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Because it's like, well, if I have a nice amount of time invested, you know, we've been kicking it, we've been cool, and we hit a rough patch, right? it's like, damn, we can't, like, you mean to tell me we literally can't have a conversation to work this out or work through something? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if it's fixable.
And accountability is huge, you know?
Yes.
I think people aren't willing to take accountability or say, like, hey, I actually was wrong. I'm sorry, because I feel like that's a little corny too. Mm-hmm. Or I feel like a lot of people just say that just to get it out of the way.
Right.
Only say it if you really mean it, you know? Yeah, and no, I feel like if it's honest and if it's coming directly from your heart, like, sometimes maybe you don't even have to say those words.
Yeah, an apology is not just an audio version of somebody saying, I'm sorry. An apology is changed behavior. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what an apology is. You told me you're sorry. Okay, cool. From this point forward,
I'm going to
monitor your actions to see what's happening. If I notice your behavior change, that's how I know that you were sincere, and that's how I can take the, you know, your apology at face value.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been rounding this conversation out. It's been great. Before we close, I do want to have a couple more. Yet. I know.
Oh, just, I'm like, hold on.
It's conversation. It's podcasting, baby. Yeah. It's funny, right? Because do you feel that fake friendships have cost people relationships? Like, do you feel like people still continuously being friends with certain people has had a negative impact on someone's actual relationship with their partner? Maybe the partner may not like them. Maybe you may not like a friend that your partner hangs with.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, people, you know, like, I've always been the girl, and my friends, my few little friends, one-handed friends, can say my relationships have never changed me. Mm. And even now, like I just mentioned earlier, and whoever follows me on social media and listens to the podcast knows, even with the sun, if that friendship's important for me, I will make time.
Yeah.
I will reach out if you're doing the same. You know, like, I'm at that age where now I honestly understand so many other things that I did in my 20s, you know?
Yeah.
Like, going out of your way for someone, a simple reaching out. Look, I've had a bajillion of friends that had first baby birthday parties, baby baptisms, that have bought homes, and first Christmas. Like, I've gone out of my way for people to make them know, like, this is a big thing. You know, congrats to you. Salute. Celebrate your friends.
Yeah.
And at times, I don't get the same energy back. Hmm. That don't change me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm still there. Like, hoping that you're still succeeding. Yeah. Hoping that you're really as happy as you're posting on social media. Hmm. Hoping that you're really as successful. Like, rooting for you for this new job. Go for it. This new opportunity, go for it. You're really in love? Fucking go for it. You know, and still being that friend that's like, whenever you need me,
yeah,
I'll be here. Hit me up. I'll call away. Same number.
like Chingy and Jason Weaver.
Yeah, one call away.
That's you make a valid point. You make a great point, actually. And to just sort of add to what you just said, one thing I feel that has a lot of relationships lacking, and it's kind of weeding out the fake friends for real, is that I don't feel that people value relationships anymore. And I'll kind of explain what I mean. It's like me being in sales, right? I understand that if I I understand that if I preserve and I nurture my relationships, that can equate to money. Mm-hmm. Right? A lot of times, preservation of relationships is a more valuable form of currency than money. Mm. I firmly believe that. Mm. It's compensated me handsomely. You know, so you know, so I'm speaking from experience, right? And I feel and I truly believe that people don't truly seek the value in relationships. Hence them having fake friends. Like, people will attach themselves to somebody, like I said, with the benefit of having a chance at something else, or, you know, a chance to stand to gain something from that interaction with said individual, right? Think about all the times that somebody was like, like, you didn't even know somebody. Remember how you told me such and such went to your spin class? And he was like, da, da, da. And you didn't even know him like that. But it's like, you know, it's that type of shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I know you, but like, I don't know you, know you. I know you through a mutual.
X, Y, and Z.
You know what I'm saying?
Or through social media.
But you acted like you know me. You know what I'm saying? But had you preserved that relationship, like had you taken the time to actually get to know me when you saw me out, you know, initially, then this interaction that we're having here in the class wouldn't be so weird.
Yeah. Like,
You know what I mean? And I just feel like if more people valued relationships, I think we would have less fake friendships.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm a firm believer in that because you wouldn't have to go through so many loopholes. You wouldn't have to do so much extra shit. So many people, a lot of people are just extra, man. And I get it, but then again, I don't. Like, I get it because it's like, you really, really hope that this person notices you. You really, really hope this person includes you into their close friend circle. You really, really want to be invited to the next function, to the next party. You really, really want to, like, start to get invited to go on these trips and these vacations that these people go on. And, like, it just means so much to you. But then I don't get it because they don't invite you. And you're not going on trips. And you're not going on vacations. And you're not getting the invites to the functions.
And sometimes when they do, that's not, they're unhappy.
Exactly.
They're just there.
Exactly.
To show face, you know? Let's take a shot, even though we don't fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Let's take a picture, even though we do not fuck with each other.
That makes no sense.
When was the last time you actually spoke to this person? Like, honestly, sat down. Let me tell you my feelings.
Right.
Or, hey, do you know this is going on? Do you know there's issues at work? Do you know that I got a promotion? Like, it doesn't have to be bad. It has to be good, too.
Right, right.
Absolutely. You know, do you know that I'm going to try and start my own business?
Right.
Do you know that I have this business idea or this investment that I'm trying to look into? No, none of these conversations are taking place.
Mm.
It's just like, let's just be little fake friends, you know? I'm just saying. Like, I observe.
it's such a trip, man, that people... And I sort of pity them because it's like you would rather be this character of yourself, not even like a real thing. And I think sometimes...
Your cartoon?
Yeah, I sometimes feel like people become like this... I don't know, man. Like, it's weird. Like, I feel like they're living... Like, they feel like... You know how like the metaverse is?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people really like believe that they're in the metaverse. Like... And at times, I do, it's weird, but I do feel like we're living in a simulation at times with some of the shit that I see and hear and read and, you know, and I see people's interactions and I see how people act towards certain people and I'm just like, this cannot be real, man. Like, you know, and maybe, hey, you know, I might be dating myself, you know, because I'm hitting a milestone birthday this year, but I can't just chalk it up to just that, though. Like, we are in some very indifferent times where, like, where people are weird as hell, man.
Yeah, definitely. I do want to touch on this just because I feel the reason why I'm cutting slack, I guess, in reference to, like, the fake friendships or us entertaining things that are no longer art, like, for us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like we do that to hold on to, like, a memory or, like, our old self at times?
I think that's part of it, absolutely, because...
Or, like, we're trying, you know? Like, we're really trying for that to be, like, still us.
Yeah, because one thing about friendships, good or bad, is it forces you to have an emotion. So it forces you to feel. And one thing that you are always going to remember about good or bad friends is your experience, and you're gonna remember how they made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad, right, wrong, or indifferent,
mm-hmm.
you know? And a good friend makes you feel really, really good. I'm pretty sure the top two, top three, top five friends off the top of your head, I'm sure you can name them. I'm sure you can name everything you did with them, all the times you had with them, the fun you had with them, the memories you shared with them, the places you guys have been, the experiences you guys have gained. I'm sure you could just rattle that off from memory, right? Mm-hmm. But then the people who are on the opposite end of that spectrum, it's like, You could refer to it, but you'd rather not, because it's like it's gonna make you feel away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the negative instances, I'm sure you can rattle those off at great length and in great detail, right?
Yeah.
And those are the things that I feel. That's an interesting contrast. That's an interesting dynamic because you remember both and you can reference both, but you don't want to be both. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to have, you know, obviously you want to land on the good side of that. But when you do, I do think people, to answer your question directly, yes, I do feel people hang on to certain things because of certain memories or because of one point in time how people used to make them feel. Although that's not what it is now, in real time today. Mm-hmm. You know, they've changed.
They want that feeling back.
I try to preserve it in some fashion, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say yeah.
Do you feel that within the times that we're in, social media world, you know, like everyone, palm of their hands, bloggers, all that, everyone's mm-hmm. always posting their life on one of them, mm-hmm. whatever. Do you feel like now friendships are very white and black? Like, either you really fuck with someone or you really don't.
Honestly, no.
No? You're the opposite?
I feel like a lot of people live in the gray.
Oh.
Because white and black would suggest you either fuck with somebody and you're real, or you really don't fuck with somebody and you don't. Mm. And a lot of people reside in that middle ground, that mm-hmm. middle area, which is the gray area. It's not black and white. They live in that gray area because it's like, oh, I'm going to be this person's friend, but then next week I'm going to be with this other faction of people. Oh, they ain't talking about shit, so I'm going to go over here with them.
Let me see what's going on over here with them.
Oh, they ain't talking about shit. Girl, I'm over here back with y'all. What's up? Nigga, them niggas ain't talking about nothing. Nigga, we over here. What's up? We popping bottles over here. Oh, shit. Nah. You know what I'm saying? They said I got to pay. What? Huh? What?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And that's surface level shit, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. Like, people would rather be fake, I feel like, in today's climate. And that's, to me, that's in the middle. That's gray area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm in this phase, and it's crazy because I'm like I said earlier, like, I know that old Vanessa and this Vanessa are completely different. So I'm at that age where a lot of things, I said this phase, but they don't phase me. You get mm-hmm. me? Like, that your bullshit is not gonna bother me. Mm. Like, your bullshit is not gonna get to me. I don't give a shit about being of your circle. I really don't give a shit about being part of your fake friendship.
Did fake friends used to get to you at some point?
I think at one point you wanted to be in that circle. Like, you really, you know, like we said earlier, like, it was not forcing it. I mean, because it was good, it was fun, it was all gravy till it wasn't.
Right.
You know, but now at this age, I'm like, I could give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, I have other things going on. I'm so busy. I'm trying, like, a lot of new things. I'm trying to get into this mom life. I'm trying to better myself in so many ways, you know? Like, that. I don't think that that's important.
Right.
Doesn't mean, yeah. Mm.
But it's crazy because people would place a level of importance on it. They would try to suggest, like, oh, you just mad because you're not over here with us, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had
so mad.
Yeah, I've had friend, like, you know what I'm saying, friend groups break up and disband and not kick it with each other and shit like that. And then, like, it's certain members within the friend group that fuck with each other, certain members that don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a real thing too.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like you have a close knit friend group, and then it's like one or two or three that don't fuck with each other, but the rest of them fuck with each other. It could be 9 or 10 of y'all. Two of them don't fuck with each other. Three of them don't fuck with each other, but the other 7 do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, fuck, like, you know? And having to be, like
in the middle.
Yeah, like, you neutral in the shit, and it's like, man, like, that's that's some shit, too. Because it's like, that ain't even necessarily just only fake. That's like all your friends just, like, not seeing eye
to eye. And that's what I was going to tell you. At times, we should clear that up because it's not being fake.
Yeah.
It genuinely is like you have beef with this person, or for some reason you don't get along.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's something stupid. I know that at times. Man, oh man, my best friend has some strong beliefs, and shout out to her. I love the fuck out of you. But certain posts, I have to skip. And we've discussed this. And like I said, salute to her, because at our age, we've always where nothing's gonna stop our friendship.
Some posts you had to cut it.
Yeah, and I'm sure her too. Like, some things she does not agree with.
Some posts didn't make the cut, huh?
Yep. I just double tapped and kept it moving. Tapped fast, you know? And we've discussed this, and I've told her, like, I love the fuck out of you, we're not going to base our friendship on this, or, you know, like on certain beliefs or on certain opinions, or let's keep it moving, because you're still an amazing friend to me at the end of the day.
Right.
She's always been there for me. She through every single thing.
Mm.
You know, those friends that I know I'm never going to find, regardless if you like fucking Trump or not, or whatever the fuck is going on. Let's move past that, please. You know?
Yeah. Because, ain't nobody making America great again.
It's been shit.
but it's funny that you mentioned that about, you know, friend groups, right? I don't think people understand at times that your friendship doesn't necessarily have to be predicated off of what somebody can do for you or if they agree with you. Like, I'm perfectly fine with my friend group disagreeing with me if you don't agree.
Oh, my God. We disagree so much.
Like, it's okay.
We go like, at it. And it's like, but I love you so much. I'm telling you this because I want the best for you.
Yeah, like, it's okay. Right. Signed, whoever. You know, like, what?
XOXO.
Signed the person with the scissors calling you crazy. Like, what? I just honestly, you know, I feel like, you know, we'd be better off in our friendships if we just started to have like more healthier dialogue, right? It's mm-hmm. okay, like, you know, and I feel like the only way that you can sustain health, you know, a healthy friendship is by actually having unhealthy dialogue. That's a big, that like, I'm a big proponent of that.
But people can't handle that. You've always mentioned that to me, and it's so crazy. Because you said, I remember we started as friends.
Yeah.
Right? And
you was faking first.
How?
I'm playing.
You better stop playing. How was I fake?
I'm playing. You was real.
And see, that's the thing. I remember you telling me, like, damn, you're cold, you know? Mm-hmm. You're cutthroat.
Yeah.
And I told you, oh, you don't even know me yet. I remember us being cool with each other. We were little neighbors. We were little coworkers.
She saw some chocolate. She was like, "You." She
wanted I some. Did not. I did not, and it did not go like that. So stop.
I'm kidding, y'all.
But you kept saying, like, damn, you're cutthroat. And I said, yeah. And with my friends, I'm the exact same way. And you were like, really? When you met my friends, you were like, oh, shit. Like, she is like this, you know? But I feel like I'm not with the fake shit. Like, don't rub my back and then stab me, you know?
Mm. It's a lot of that.
A lot. So it's like, I prefer for you to be straight up and be like, hey, yo, I need to talk to you about this.
And they always get you to the point of where you're like, relaxed before they stab you, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So it's like, don't do that. And like you said, there is a lot of uncomfortable conversations and things that you might not want to hear.
Yeah.
That are going to bring you back to reality and be like, oh, shit. At the end of the day, it's like, damn, I appreciate you, friend. Yeah. Don't leave me on with this fake shit.
So, would you say that the climate of friendship is in a healthy place today?
For me, yes.
As a cult? Yeah.
For me, it is. I don't have many, and I'm okay with that. At first, I don't think I was, because I was so used to being part of the scene, and Miss Popular, and Miss All Over the Place, and Miss 1,000 Friends. But now, I'm at fucking peace, bro. Like, I'm cool. You know, I don't have 1,000 events to go to on a weekend. I don't have to split my time in 4 or 5. I swear, sometimes I'm like, I wish I had like 2-3 Vanessas. We'll make this shit happen. You know, like.
Happen with the quick.
But now it's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? And unless the invite's like honest and truthful and you know.
You ain't going.
Send it. If not, don't.
You're not like, attending.
And I don't, you know, I don't want to force anything.
Yeah.
At all.
So do you ever foresee a time here in the near or distant future where we can get to a healthier place in terms of friendship where we won't even have to mention the fake portion of this conversation?
No.
Mm. Damn.
Quick and honest, no. Because like you said, I feel like we entertain a lot of things that we don't want to, you know?
What are some things you feel people entertain? Just throw some out there.
I don't want to make this seem like it's all negative because it's not, you know? Like, all of this will make you realize who your true friends are. It'll make you appreciate those that really fuck with you, those that you know you could count on, those that are your go-tos, those that you can call right now or at 2 in the morning or at 6 in the morning.
Right.
You know? Or for airport ride. Like, crazy shit that you're just like... For me, love language with friendship is different.
Mm.
Things like that you mentioned, which I had told you about. We're leaving work and I have a flat tire and I'm like, what the fuck? We're tired.
Yeah.
A full on 10-hour shift because I used to work crazy overtime.
Sheesh.
My friends dressed up, white shirt, slacks. And I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, I have a flat. And he said, well, let me bring my car. And I'm like, what do you mean? He said, well, I need a cat. Like, we need to change this tire. You have a spare, right? And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, like, we have to change this. Literally, did not hesitate. He got on his, you know, he was on the floor in this white shirt.
Wow.
That's shit to me that it's like, you are a different friend.
Yeah.
And how blessed am I to have friends like that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I still, up to this day, I'm friends with this person. And I hope that nothing comes in between that friendship. Because not work is worth it. Not bullshit lies. Right. No fakeness. None of that is worth friendships like that.
No.
You know?
Not, yeah.
And I try, and if I don't, hopefully this person listens to the podcast and feels honest enough to discuss this with me. But I hope that I bring that type of friendship to that person too.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you always want.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to feel the same way that you feel when people respond with that type of friendship. You feel me? I agree.
Absolutely. And yeah, you definitely want that because usually those are the types of individuals that you would prefer to hang around. And, you know, it just bodes well. It just bodes better for, you know, the friendship that you ultimately want to sustain and preserve. I feel, though, you know, we've talked a lot about friendships. And I know the theme of this conversation is fake friendships. But before we get out of here, I would like to highlight some of the characteristics about the positive friendships. Like, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't reference, I mean, you kind of referenced some of the attributes and positivity of your friend, your best friends, and some of the things that they were into. What do you think are some of the things, or some of the tall tale signs that make and define what a genuine friendship is?
I think honesty. We've mentioned this a lot. Within this episode, I think those uncomfortable conversations will strengthen your relationship with your friends. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself, friend. You're fucking up, or I think you need to do this, or I think you need to focus on this, or I think you need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I had like a handful of people when I was at my worst that actually did that for me.
Wow.
While other people were pushing the toxic fun bitch, you know?
Right. And were you
receptive? Girlfriend, you're fun.
Hey,
you know? But there was people that were like, hey, yo, slow down. You're looking crazy out here.
And were you receptive of that?
At first, I'm like, bitch, stop. You know, live my best life. And leave me alone. But at the end of the day, when you're home, when you have a minute to sit down, you're home, you're thinking to yourself,
you're like,
and you're reflecting, it's like, damn, X, Y, and Z has been telling me to sit down. X, Y, and Z told me, like, this shit would happen.
Yeah.
X, Y, and Z told me that I might have people, you know, backstab me or whatever it is. Like, you need to see it yourself, you know?
With your own eyes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, that's kind of, like, what I was thinking about in terms of, like, positive friendships. Because, you know, like, my best friend, we've been best friends for 30 years.
He's so amazing. And that's when I realized, like, damn, friendships should be like that. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but good. The first time that I had a conversation with this guy, I was like, are you in love with Wayne or am I, or both of us? Because the way you're speaking of him is amazing. And you weren't there. Like, we were having a one-on-one conversation, and he's telling me about you. And then you come back in, and he's still going, like, you know? And up to this day, a few years in, and he still thinks of you that way. Like, he's always your number one fan. Well, number two. Move aside. Okay? But he's always, like, your number one fan.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah, we've had that kind of relationship. You know, he's somebody I met when he was 9 years old. To kind of put it in perspective for people, you know?
Wow.
And we've just cultivated a friendship and a brotherhood like no other. And even when he moved to a city over from where we initially grew up at.
A city over, wow.
You know, but hey, when you were a kid.
It was far.
Yeah, when you were a kid, it's far. But guess what? I used to hop my ass on the bus and go to his house every weekend. You know what I'm saying? When he first moved. So that's the way I see it, man. Like the friendships that I have that are like that, that are near and dear to my heart, that are just going to be conducive to what I believe and deem is going to be my overall well-being. You know what I'm saying? People who step up for me and show up for me and lend moral support. I think those are the friendships that you definitely want to cling to. You want to preserve those. You don't want to let those go. And you want to stay away from these fake-ass people, man.
Definitely. And I don't want us to focus. Of course, the title was Fake Friends. They wanted us to touch on that. But keep in mind, like, we don't think negative of friendships. I do feel like friends could bring out the best in you. I feel like some friendships will last a lifetime, like Wayne and his, you know?
Yeah.
His bestie. I do feel like friends will sit down and have those honest one-to-one conversations that will hurt a little bit.
Right.
But will help in the long run.
Right.
And hopefully we all have those friends that we can lean on at any time, that we could be honest with, that we could be open with. And that we can just honestly, genuinely be ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what we want to focus on. Not the part where it's like, oh, fake friends is, fuck a fake friend. No, like, don't be a fake friend yourself.
Yeah.
You know, be straightforward. Be supportive. It takes a little. Reach out. Shit, simple.
Yeah. It takes very, very little for you to just, you know, want to do the right thing or do a positive thing. Far too often, so many people want to do just negative shit. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to, you know, reach out, communicate. They feel like, no, that person was in the wrong. I wasn't in the wrong. No, I'm not doing this. No, no, no. And at times, you know, more often than not, that usually those situations don't call for that.
No, and maybe it's not even like a fallout. It's just that we all do get busy with life.
Yeah.
You know, some people are married, some are not. Some people have kids, some don't. Some people are traveling, some don't. Right. Some people have really busy, hectic work schedules, some don't.
Right.
Some people work from home, some don't. Like, I don't think that any of this matters at the end of the day.
Right.
We all have free time at one point or another. I see you on TikTok, people. I don't even have TikTok, but, you know, you're on Instagram. We have time to be on our phones. You definitely have time to reach out to a friend.
That's a fact.
While you're watching a Netflix show, like, you know, there's different ways of bonding. Like I said, I have my adult friend now, my little gay that I run errands with.
Mm-hmm.
Our bonding time, like, bitch, can you go with me to Costco? Can you go with me to pick tile that I need to put? Like, it's crazy the adult dates that we have.
Kirkland dates, huh?
Yeah, you know? Well, the wax dates, like, it is insane.
That's funny,
but
man.
But my point here is, if you really care about a friendship, if you really want to keep that friendship, we have to put in a little bit of work, y'all.
Absolutely. Got to put in that work, man. And while y'all putting in that work, make sure that, you know, y'all going and share and liking and subscribing.
Speaking
to the podcast,
of love, you know, and friendship.
Love, share, rate. Nah. I'll close with this. You know, friendships are definitely, definitely unique. They're a beautiful, beautiful thing. If you have a great support system, if you have, and you know, certain family members could be friends too. Because I know a lot of people who grew up with their family, they consider their cousins like their sisters and brothers. So, yeah, like if you have that, latch on to it, because the fake shit is running wild and rampant and it's affecting this bitch like COVID, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But nah, man, as always, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Wayne Hughes.
And Vanessa Hers.
And y'all know, man, keep liking, keep sharing, keep rating the podcast, write reviews, Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, where we are found on all the digital streaming platforms.
Share. Let's take it to the top, baby.
Later, y'all. Take
love
it easy.
Y'all.
Listen to Al. Yeah.